need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and it is time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk. Got our friends from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Bill is here. Stefan is here. He's Marine Services Instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Got the gang in the house on a Friday in the middle of the holidays now. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm waiting on Bill to sing that intro for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill, how about that?
I've been
that?
Working on it.
You got a little Christmas care or what?
Not quite there yet.
Yeah? Okay, you're working on it. You're going to keep us in suspense then, is what you're saying.
I do sing solo.
You can buy me a boat.
Ooh, that wasn't
that's pretty
too
good.
Bad. Yeah, that wasn't bad.
All right, we need a guitar now.
I'll get better.
So good morning, gentlemen. It's kind of interesting because so many folks, I would imagine, think of this, oh, well, it's the off season in boating. Not here. Mm-hmm. This weekend's going to be 70 and gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. Today's supposed to be fantastic. I suspect there'll be some boats on the water this weekend.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
Welcome to Florida.
Yes, sir.
It won't be me, though. I got a Christmas parade tomorrow that I'm doing.
True.
So, yep, so y'all come downtown, check us out. We'll be in the parade lineup and everything. So we're doing a Christmas parade for the crew to Yaya's.
That'll be fun.
So I always pull that float. I enjoy that time. You know, I love all the Christmas lights and all that stuff.
All
you know,
the
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And tonight, the beach in honor of Boat Smart, the beach is having the lighted, had been moved from last week to this week, the Pensacola Beach lighted boat parade
tonight.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I've never done that. I always would love to do that, but I haven't ever had the opportunity to do it. Maybe I'll catch it next year.
The neat thing about it is that the sailboats, when they put the lights on the mast of the sailboat, looks like big Christmas trees on the water.
That is pretty neat.
It's pretty neat. And they're going to have fireworks tonight, as well.
Yeah. I like it. That's awesome. Yeah.
So we're in the spirit around here.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas and welcome to Boat Smart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We are Boat Smart. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out all their fantastic deals they have on the motors they have in stock. Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Outboard, MerCruiser. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, we do work on a few other things as well, depending.
Yeah, you know, but probably not.
Johnson, Evinrude, every once in a while.
You're
I have
really
a tech
talking
there
old
that
school.
Can handle them. Yeah.
Old school stuff.
Johnson, okay, I remember those.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
On a case-by-case basis.
Yeah,
that's kind of how we do things at school. So, we appreciate Key Marine sponsoring our show and the things that they do out there. We really I'm just so happy about it, you know, because they're getting the word out, not only about Key Marine Center, but also Georgetown Technical College, which is where I work. Or actually where I live, basically. I'm the Marine instructor over there. And, you know, I just enjoy my job so much. I enjoy it so much that last night we went to graduation. So we are now doing two graduations a year, just like colleges do. So Georgetown had their graduation. Had several students graduate from different programs. I got a video that I'm going to put up on that, the graduation and everything. So I ran three cameras over there. And I'm busy.
He's a Steven Spielberg, y'all.
He's trying, definitely doing it. So we're going to put that up after I get the approval from admin on that, and we'll get that put up there. And it was really neat to watch the students. I had two students walk last night, and that was Tyler Madison and Jesse Pepper.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. And it's neat to see them in their cap and gowns and walking and all the. But the best part for me was seeing their families and friends there with them.
Yeah.
So if you're out there listening and you think about Georgetown Technical College and the things that we do over there, the graduation ceremony is a view of. How do I explain this? How awesome that that the programs are out there, that they change people's lives, mm-hmm. and the people that walk, that's a that they're signifying that they're changing their life. Mm-hmm. They're stepping into a new career, you know? And I just love that part of it.
Absolutely. You know, you've made a difference.
Yeah. And all the instructors, all the instructors out there, the people that put this, you know, everything together at Georgetown, we all care about our students, and that's what's important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just to see them walk and stuff, that was neat. So yeah, I enjoyed doing that and hanging out over there and watching graduation last night. So it was
good. So those guys, they're going to probably go right into employment now too, right?
Well, the two that graduated are already working.
See? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so they're already working. So that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yep. It's the funny thing though. I got a call from one of them's mom way before graduation. And she's like, "Hey, when's graduation?" And I'm like, and I told her, you know, and mm-hmm. she says, "Well, he wouldn't tell me when it was."
Aww.
Because I want him to walk.
Aww.
You know? And I said, "Well, I will tell you when it is, but I can't help you with the walking part." And she said, "Oh, I'll handle it." And she was there last night, and I got to meet her. I've never met her before. Uh-huh. And, you know, they were just so appreciative.
She probably was smiling ear to
ear. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. You know, they were celebrating and all that stuff. So, yeah, congratulations to all the graduates mm-hmm. at Georgetown Technical College that walked last night. That's just such a wonderful thing. So wow. We're just really happy about that. I was out of work, of course, because I went to graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my students were texting me, "Hey, I did this, I did that," you know. So my students were still engaged at school. And so that was pretty cool. I was listening to somebody, one of our other teachers said that when they have a substitute teacher,
right,
this is a lower level, like third grade or something.
Oh, yeah.
They call them step teachers.
So I had a step teacher. I haven't heard that before.
No, I had a step teacher in last night, working for me and stuff like that. So
well, I always feel bad for the substitute teachers because I remember being in grade school and it was, yay, the teacher's not here. We can play today.
Right. Well, you know, that don't happen in my class. I hope not. I like it when the sub says, you know, your students are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like
to
hear.
That's nice, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they usually leave me a note or something. They'll tell me about the good ones and the bad ones, and I'm making a list and checking it twice,
yep,
and
Santa.
All that stuff. Yep. This is a call-in show. I don't want to talk all the way through the show. 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the cold weather. Maybe you just have a question about Georgetown Technical College and the Marine Service Technology class. I continue to get phone calls about people wanting to get in. My waiting list is 30 long right now.
Wow.
I am working on it. And, you know, so we made a little room,
mm-hmm.
and Bill's going to talk about that. Because I have a student that's no longer in my class.
Oh.
Where's he at, Bill?
He's there with us at Key Marine. His name is Brandon Hargraves.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were pleased to get him. He started just yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
And he's already done a service. And today he's engaged with a big Yamaha outboard doing a service on that. And
wow.
So he's fitting right in. We have really big plans for him,
mm-hmm.
as we do for all the technicians that come on board. We'll do our part. And I'm pretty confident he'll do his part as well. I wanted to add there that as far as Stefan goes, you can tell that when Stefan talks about how passionate he is, mm-hmm. about all that he does, it's more than him just being an instructor. It's about, like he said, helping change and shape people's lives. And it proves that he is a major player in this city when it comes to doing that. And, you know, not only being an instructor, but helping with, you know, and providing all the technicians that we need as well. So we're always very grateful for him. And then once they leave his thing, then they come into places like our place and other places around where the service manager, you know, continues that shaping. And yeah, we have big plans for Brandon.
Oh, that's really great. What a nice thing to say.
So when I walked in this morning, I asked Bill, I said, how's he doing? I know it's only day one, but how's he doing? And what he told me was, he said, he's excited.
Aw.
And you know, when you think about that, when he said that to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, yes, he's excited. And I want him to stay excited,
right,
about his career, right?
Yeah.
As I do all my students, like the ones that were excited to be there at graduation last night. I want that excitement to continue.
But don't we want that for everyone with what they're doing, to be passionate and
exactly.
love what you're doing?
Yeah, excited about what you're doing and the changes that you have going in your life, whether it's a career or things in your life that you're changing and things like that. Be excited about moving forward,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what's really, that sets the tone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we had our advisor meeting, and Bill was at the advisor meeting the other day, and I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we pass the students over to our or different dealerships and or independent places that hire them, I expect them to keep the students excited from there forward, you know, to help them. I'm there for you, but the excitement must continue.
Right.
And that means they must do the right thing to make that happen, you know.
Yeah.
And excitement comes from all kinds of the newness of what they're working on, the training that they're going to get in the future,
the support they
get from their managers and all that and their fellow, you know, employees, right? So you have lots to say about that, don't you?
I do, you know, because I'm just as excited as Stefan is. You know, as long as we've been in the industry, it's hard to find people that stay that excited about not only, you know, just doing good for the community,
right.
And not only in people's lives, but you know, it's not just the students, it's making a difference in the customers' lives and giving them a great avenue to bring their boat to Key Marine and knowing they can trust everything we do and that we are doing everything in our power to make sure the people that are working on their boats are the finest that can be.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned last week, we talked a bit about people may not understand the technical skills that are required, the knowledge, the certifications. There's a lot to this industry.
There is. And as a matter of fact, to show you how passionate I am, even though I've already been certified and everything and, you know, taken all the courses at Yamaha and Mercury certified, Mariner certified, all the way back, that even this next week I'll be in Kennesaw, Georgia at another technical school with Yamaha.
No kidding. With all your experience, you're still going to go to another class?
Because things are changing quite a bit.
Well, that's true.
So I'll be there doing my part to help the industry.
Okay, well, this is the expert panel, Pensacola's expert panel. We've got Stefan here and Bill, and we're going to be talking about boating. So if you've got a boating question, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So what should folks be doing now as we're sitting here? They might be going out tomorrow on the water.
Yeah, they're going out tomorrow. They're either going to be at a parade or going to be out on their boat. But the parade's later, so they can go out on their boat.
Yeah, during the day.
And then go to the parade.
You could
do that, you know. So, yeah, but you need to watch the weather as we get into the colder days, especially when dealerships are closed, because y'all are going to be closed for a little while.
Yep.
And you may have a situation where if you didn't take care of your boat, they're not going to be there for that period of time that, you know, it's cold. So you have any suggestions on that?
We'll definitely be there after January 5th. I wanted to, you know, for the last time, remind everybody that we are having our customer appreciation discount that ends, as long as you get your work order in, it ends this next Friday, December 19th. 7 days from now, that, you know, if as long as they get the work order in there, they'll get 20% off the labor on any job. So perfect time to take advantage of that to, you know, even get some larger jobs taken care of, because I believe I had mentioned on a previous show that the two work orders that I had reviewed and got approved right before I came to the show, they added up to $1,000 in savings for those two customers.
You know, that's a lot.
Added up. So, yeah, I wanted to remind everybody about that. And, yeah.
So you've got 7 days to get it in.
Yep.
Okay.
Make note of that.
And that's 20% off.
20% off.
Okay. 20% off the labor. And it does add up. I mean, every single ticket that we've got, and we do have a clipboard of them. We will work on it when we get back, because right now we may have enough time next week to do a few services and stuff and smaller jobs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything else, all the customers, we're telling them that we'll definitely get back on it after we come back after the 5th.
Okay. So when do you guys close again?
December 19th.
Next Friday.
And then we'll reopen on January 5th. Everybody will be refreshed and ready to go.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the team that you have there.
Okay. Yeah. So it all started actually with Mickey Perriman, and you've heard Stefan mention him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the owner, and he goes way back in the industry. He's been in it as long as, you know, Stefan and I, maybe even a little bit longer.
Wow. That's a long time.
Oh, thank you.
but yeah. And so really he had a vision of to provide an OEM shop in our city, which it started out with Mercury, and that wasn't a national chain, that had that hometown feel and had, you know, high standards of quality and customer satisfaction and all that rolled into one. So I met him probably almost 15 years ago. And he convinced me to come on board with him. And for the longest time, I was the lead tech there. And then I kind of sort of, you know, transitioned into being the service manager, even if I was doing that even before I was officially that. And, you know, upholding his standards and all. So it starts off with Mickey and Tracy Perriman. They're the owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a son that when I first met Mickey, he was younger, still in school, named Dustin. Dustin came on. He's a prodigy when it comes to learning the industry. And now he has basically taken over all operations from a standpoint of dealing with the dealerships and all of that. So it's him, and then we also have myself, of course, service mm-hmm. manager, that I have quite a few things that I do as well. And then we have Aaron. Aaron, he's our parts guy or jack of all trades. He takes in a lot of work orders over the phone, and he's a parts guy extraordinaire. He can find it if it exists anywhere in the world.
Wow.
Sometimes intergalactic as well.
But it's important to have a great parts person.
And he is that.
Intergalactic one, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And if y'all have ever called there, more than likely, most of the time, he's the one that answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he does quite a bit. And then I'll start off with I'll continue with the technicians. We have Max Johnson, who's one of our great technicians. And then we have Ben Spears, who's another great technician. They're all great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Fallon after that. And then the following two are students from, you know, Stefan's program, being we have Jeff Cullison. And like we mentioned earlier, we have Brandon Hargraves.
Who
I keep
just
wanting to call him Brandon, but it's Brandon.
It's Brandon, and we call him B.
B. Yeah. Okay.
He said, just call me B. That's first day of class.
It.
Just call me B.
So. That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
And then we do have one other guy that's he's a helper around the shop and washes boats and runs and gets parts and all, and that's Philip Cusick. So that whole team is, you know, and then the way that we're all structured and all with me overseeing a lot of the diagnostics and stuff. And as time progresses, you know, Ben Spears is a shop foreman now that he's helping me tremendously with that. And all of them are progressing so fast. Nick is actually testing for Yamaha Master Tech just next month, coming up pretty quick. And all that. So we're all progressing there and, you know, working to provide that, you know, I guess the experience that you don't get anywhere else when it comes to customer service mm-hmm. and quality.
Okay, we've got a question from one of our listeners, and the question is, how to winterize a fuel system with a built-in tank?
Well, yeah, most of them do have a built-in tank, but yeah, I guess some of the smaller boats have a carry-on tank. But you'll want to add the right type of fuel stabilizer there. We recommend a lot of times the Yamaha product. There are a few other products out there that do work. But if you'll do that and then be sure and run the motor with that mixture in there, once it's mixed up really good, it's not a bad idea once you put it in there to maybe tow the boat around the block or whatever if you're not putting it in the water so it mixes up well. Run the motor so it's in the entire fuel system of the boat. And like we had mentioned before, Stefan recommends not completely draining like a vapor separation tank or carburetor. And sometimes I think it does. Just depends on the situation and how long it's going to be. But basically just adding good stabilizer. What do you think?
Yeah, on top of good fuel. So
yep.
I'm hoping that you continue to add the treatment as you run your boat through the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help you when you get into this time of year.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, got another boat question that just came in, 850-437-1620. My best friend has more money than Quaker has oats. Sounds like a Southerner to me. He is having a custom Viking-style boat built. His son is telling him to power it with a quad Mercury 450 outboards. I'm telling him to power it with a triple Mercury 600 outboards with the transmission. Who is right?
Mm-hmm. Depends on how much money you got, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, he said more than Quaker has oats.
Both of those are decent motors. The 600 is just an unbelievable beast. It's a V12 motor, and the other ones he's talking about are V10. And, so I think from a I don't know. Our experience there, we haven't seen very many 600s or the V12s. They are around, and they are very expensive. And I'm not 100% sure from lack of dealing with them every day of the failure rate there. But the V10s are turning out to be really good, like their flagship product for bigger boats.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So you're saying
either way, he's going to look cool.
Yeah. He is.
So you can't go wrong with either one of those.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sending in that question. Do we have time for our trivia question?
Let's do it.
Do a quick giveaway here.
And hopefully everybody was listening earlier in the show. I kind of gave it away, but I was wondering if anybody knew how many days it is until our customer appreciation discount ends. Or it could be the date, either or, you know. And the prize this week is a Suzuki hat and a Suzuki shirt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Yep. And okay. So, yeah, you can come to the shop there, 5621 Bower Road. Maybe give us a call ahead of time and come get your prize within 30 days.
Okay. All you have to do is text in the answer, 850-437-1620. Trying to make this one easy for the holidays. Mm-hmm. How many days left before the big special ends, the 20% labor off special, and also, I guess, before they close? That might help you
a little bit,
too.
Yeah, because they're going to be closing soon.
So
just for the holidays.
Just for the holidays. How many days are left, or what is the date?
That's right. A great question.
850-437-1620.
I can't even remember that.
I was going to do how many days till Christmas if it would have been 12 days from Christmas from now, but it's 13.
Oh,
that
okay.
was my first choice, well, you know. So I said, well, maybe right. we'll do something different.
We could do that. 850-437-1620.
And if you need that last-minute Christmas gift, do a gift certificate or a new motor from Key Marine.
There you go.
Something
See?
Like that.
There
yeah.
you go.
So you can always do that, right?
That could work.
We can make it happen over there.
One of my students, Krista, she bought a motor from Key Marine the other day and went and picked it up. She was so excited about this motor. I think it was a 25 horse.
It is.
Yeah. Man, you unbox that motor. That motor was a brownish color. It was not a standard color.
The matte brown. That's
oh,
what she ordered.
Yes. It was a neat little motor. And we put it on her boat at school and got it all set up over there. And she's out running that. She's probably running it this morning.
Well, but, it's nice
you
enough.
Know, and so she really enjoyed that. Picking it up, and she was so excited, and you guys gave her an extra little special prize, a nice Key Marine t-shirt and everything.
Yeah, and we always try to help everybody out, and she was on her way to class because she had her boat behind the truck and everything. Yeah, we hadn't even unboxed the motor. That's how fresh it was, so I didn't realize it was that great new color that they have in matte brown. It's great for hunting and just different.
Yeah, we're on a camo boat, and I'm going to get her to send us some pictures in on that. That was
for
nice.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
And you also record this show if folks want to see it.
Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade. Yeah, that's where I put them all.
Okay, and that's on YouTube?
YouTube, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, waiting for some text to come in, 850-437-1620. So far, the guesses have been 5 days and 8 days. Let me just say it's somewhere in between.
In between.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between.
It's either in between or over or under, right?
I'm going to help you out. Somewhere in between five
Take
and eight.
Take notes, y'all.
Yeah, we're hoping people listen to the entire show, and a lot of them do. I do get that feedback.
That's good.
They
yeah.
listen every week for every minute, so someone will get it.
Okay, 850-437-1620. So we have just a couple minutes left. Anything y'all want to touch on before we go?
So Thursday next week is my last day. I'll be out for several weeks, you know, on that, but I'll still be around.
Okay, you'll still be at Boat Smart.
Yep, I'll still be at Boat Smart doing all that because you're twisting my arm. I'll be here. I love doing this show. Like, I love working out at Georgetown.
And even though I'll be in school next week, Dustin will be there to handle everything that people bring that way. We got you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. This has been Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine of Northwest Florida. Remember, as you go into this busy weekend, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember to love now.
And wear your life jacket.
Stay safe out there. Thanks, everybody.